Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about problems in Israel. Well, let's go. Yes, fellas, apparently in Israel there's all kinds of shenanigans going on. Look what it says right here. It says, because I can't read Hebrew, so let's read the translated version. It says, if the child is under the age of 9, it is not an offense. Oh, okay. So that's pretty cool. So according to this dude, it's okay to rearrange a kid that's under the age of 9's guts around? Oh, okay, that's good to know. Yeah. So my mom says that I'm actually Jewish, so is it okay for me to do that? You know what? I don't think I want to find that out. I think I'll pass on that shit. Oh, my mom's wrong about the Jewish thing, because even if I'm not, I am a Jew, I still don't want to do this. That's kind of like, I don't know, kind of wrong, don't you think? But whatever, right? Guess I'm stupid. So supposedly senior rabbis speak of lectures and lessons of Hakalach, whatever, and Gemara on the PDF files, as people say, as a legitimate act without any reservations or oppositions. So yes, it's okay to do that shit just because they say so. Okay. The most famous of these is Israel Meir Lau, former chief rabbi. Oh, so if the rabbi could do it, it's okay. In case you didn't know, rabbi is supposed to be teacher in their language. Yeah, teach me, teacher. Those are some kind of odd teachings, don't you think? But whatever, right? Well, okay. Well, anywho, yeah, let's go see what's in Israel. There's a guy over there that's a dissident. Yeah, this guy's been talking shit about Israel and all kinds of stuff, and you'll see what he gets. Let's watch.
Yes, Professor, I'm concerned.
Yeah, he's supposedly a celebrity over there in Israel, but he looks like a sick weirdo to me. But yeah, let's continue watching the show, right? Oh, so he's anti-feminism and anti-that? Gee, wow, that's refreshing. This guy's pretty much anti-Semitic. So doesn't that make him a self-loathing Jew? I don't know, just a question. Because that's the way I see it. I thought I was anti-Semitic myself, but no, I'm a self-loathing Jew. Because my mom says I'm Jewish. Yeah, because my grandma, you know, I think it's passed on by the female bloodline or whatever. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna pretend that I'm not, so whatever, right? Please don't hate me. Not my fault.
Yeah, and he's also known as the guy that had a chair thrown at him.
Yeah, you could call this guy the chair face guy. Oh, that's so funny. Whoa, bro, I hope you're okay, man. Getting a chair to the face is not cool. Oh, man, I hope you're really okay, for real. You kind of remind me of Larry from Three Stooges. From the face, he kind of looks like this guy. Yeah, and it's kind of endearing that that guy runs to the dude and just hugs him and holds him to protect him. I think that's very sweet. Yeah, a guy protecting another guy, it's that, to me, that's wholesome. Hope they're not gay lovers, but who knows? Today is, you know, it's 2025, but I want to say this guy's protecting him because this is cool. It's cool and wholesome. Just say that. Just saying. Yeah, it's pretty crazy that there's people over there actually talking against all the bullshit that's going on. So yes, there is trouble in paradise, as hopefully they get to fix it, so like that doesn't spill over to the rest of the world, or at least to certain parts of it, you know? Just saying.
Jews of Oriental origin, and they were very mad at me because I said that I am not going to stand during the silent for Memorial Day to commemorate the death of Israeli war criminals, and one of them drew a chair.
You know what, I can respect this dude. He's standing up for what he believes in, and then he has some weak ass bitches just throwing shit at him. Yeah, I just threw a fucking chair at him. Yeah, like if it's a wrestling. Yeah, that's some fucked up shit. People can't use their words now. They gotta be doing some little gay douchebaggery. But whatever, it is what it is.
And the police eventually decided to close the file, having not enough evidence to prosecute the fellow, even though his mother admitted that he's been and also said how proud she is of him.
Sorry, buddy, just because you're going against the narrative, if that's the reason why all this shit's happening to you, you just gotta be strong, buddy. Don't let them get you. Okay? Just saying.
How proud she is of her son. In other words, what I'm trying to say is that I am one of those who believe that the establishment of the state of Israel was a major mistake, for which we paid a very, very precious and dear price.
You wanna show your t-shirt?
Yeah. That's the archaeological.
You see, even this dude knows it's all bullshit. Israel is not supposed to be there. Yep, they put it there because they want to bring World War III and they want to bring Jesus back. Oh yes, but guess what? If you stick your dick in places it doesn't belong, this is what it looks like. Huh? Is this what you want your penis to look like? Half full of fucking some nasty ass shit that it might make your penis right off? I personally don't, so maybe we should pull out of Israel. Just saying. Well, let's see how the future turns out, right? Hopefully we do become a galactic empire, but the way that it seems right now, I doubt it. Well, if that's the way we're going to go, that's the way we're going to go. Fuck it, guess we're going to join the dodos. Oh, well, anyways, you guys better take care of yourself, be the best versions possible. I gotta go do my stuff. I should have put out this video last night, but I passed out. And now my neck is all sore and stiff, so, fuck it. Well, anyways, you guys take care and be the best you can be, so goodbye.